I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Hello, I'm Solazar.
Hi, I'm Carolani, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation on AM 540 KRXA.
Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Jacqueline Joy from Diamond Alignment and Liliana Bethany and Nolan Matthew from Seventh Awakening. And our guests this evening include George and Sedina Campanella, Liliana Bethany and Nolan Matthew, and Wendy Coulter. But before we talk with our guests this evening, Kirilani will introduce us to the energy of the week, the month, and the year in her Go With The Flow.
Well, thanks, Solazar. And I think it's a good time, given where we are with the week, month, year, to remind people of what that's framed by and really the energy that we have to work with in this new millennium. It's really devoted to learning and transforming through our interaction with others, through partnerships, through collaboration. So it's all about our relationship to self, our relationship to each other, our relationship to the planet. So remember that all the opportunities that come, all our ability to transform and create a new way of being in our life and in the world comes from working with each other. And that's important to remember when we look at this year, because this year is also all about personal relationships, of personal love relationships with friends, with family, with partnerships, with spouses. And so it gets really personal. And in this month of June, it's asking us to expand more and more the love in our life, the love for ourself, the love in each of our relationships, and to balance that so that those relationships are giving and receiving love in equal measure. Because it's through our love that we also invoke the third energy of this year, which is really about our service to this world. It is through rebalancing that at this point, that's one of the best services that we can provide. If you look at what's happening out in the world, there's a lot of things that are very volatile. And if we can be that point of balance in the storm, we can create a coherent wave that others can align to. So in June, it's the energy of expansion and growth, of freedom and adventure. And we're all the way up to the third week already. I don't know how that happens so fast, but June and July are always the fastest moving energies of the year. So here we are in the mental week, and the mental week is going to ask us every time this year to say, how can we balance? How can we balance our creative side of our brain, the right side of our brain, and our left side of our brain so we can use more of who we are? How can we release all of those old programs and patterns that no longer serve us so we can free our mental mind to really align with our heart and spirit and use those as tools for transformation in our life? It's a week that reminds you that if nothing else, life is a grand adventure. So Solazar, out on the website at goodvibrationsradio.com, included the card that we had picked for June, which is all about celebrating life. And we'll talk about in the second hour. This Friday is actually the quarterly preview again. So if you want to hear what's in store for the next 3 months, come on out and join us. So it's a week that's all about expanding perspective. And it reminds me of the Bette Midler song, From a Distance. And I don't remember the lyrics exactly, but it's talking about from a distance, the world looks blue and green and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the oceans meet the streams and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, there is harmony. And it talks about harmony and peace and love. And it really gives us a lesson for how to go about these mental weeks to say, how can we expand our perspective to come in more balance? How can we expand our perspective so that we can bring to the table what Susie Donahue was talking about in Theta Healing Benefits of forgiveness? How can we free ourselves so that life can be more joyous, more full, more fun, more play? And it all comes down to being willing to let go of all those baggage, all that baggage we still carry around in our mind and our heart. And I think the other thing that we wanted to share in June, because we've been talking to a lot of folks out there who are experiencing some level of frustration. So it's time to remind ourselves that we just shifted from an entire lifetime that was devoted to the rules of limitation to, just as we passed through winter solstice, this era of limitlessness and limitless potential and possibilities that is coming onto the planet. So things that were not even possible a year ago are possible now. And yet we come to this threshold a little tired out, a little bit, perhaps a little jaded, that it all didn't happen as fast or as soon as we hoped it would. And yet this is the time to gather to ourself that sense of hope and faith that, yes, we are just getting started. The best is still out there and is still achievable. And so this is the time to go outside and play, spend time in nature, know that the transformation in nature is an example of what you can do in your own life. So we are leading up to the transformational moon, which Solzar is on the 23rd. So this is that time period from the last full moon up until the next full moon, where the Buddha moon, which was in May, creates the enlightenment so that you can see what in your life is up for you to transform. So if for you it is frustration and impatience and resentment or regret or annoyance or any of those negative lower frequency emotions and bands, this is an opportunity to bring all of that up to the table and release it, let it go, transform it, and choose a new path. So that, Solazar, is our go with the flow.
So I just wanted to be clear. So with this full moon coming up, I need to really enhance my rejection, my resentment, my all of those things. I need to bring them up in full force. Is that what we're... I'm teasing you.
Well, it's better to bring it up and shine that flashlight into the dust bunnies in the corner, and it's time to clear them out, which... One more thing then. Coming up on Saturday is summer solstice. So this is the time.
Actually, it's the 20th, even 20th? Though the ceremony is on Saturday, okay. But it is the 20th.
This is the time of the greatest light. And what better time than to go into your own dark parts of your soul and bring that flashlight and allow it to come out into the sun, because there is nothing that you cannot forgive yourself for, or to forgive others for, or to bring forward to have transformed.
So now that we're talking about dark parts of your soul, it's back to me. But that has nothing to do with our first guest, because I want to truly introduce you to George and Sedina Capanelli. They're the co-authors of Do Not Go Quietly, a guide to living consciously and aging wisely for people who weren't born yesterday. And we're going to make a big presumption, if you're listening to this show, you weren't born yesterday. They're also leading advocates encouraging those of us who weren't born yesterday to recognize that aging is an opportunity to explore new frontiers and celebrate this precious gift that is life. The Capanellis are experts on individual, organizational, and societal change. George is an Emmy Award-winning film and television producer and director. Sedina has been a member of the Screen Actors Guild and is a theatrical writer and producer. They've collaborated on other popular books, including Say Yes to Change, 25 Keys to Making Change Work for You, and Authenticity, A Guide to Greater Meaning and Purpose at Work and at Home, and they produce a weekly podcast radio program, Age Nation Radio Magazine. The Capanellis' work with Age Nation and the Age of Empowerment serve as an international platform for informing, inspiring, and engaging people on the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead as a result of the graying of the world's populations. So, George and Sedina, we want to welcome you to Good Vibrations Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you both tonight.
Oh, it's great to be here. I love the title, the name of your show, and I love to go with the flow and everything you guys are doing. So it's great to be here.
Well, thank you so very, very much. And who's tweeting in the background?
Oh, that's Caruso.
Our birdie.
And what type of bird is he?
He's a cockatiel. Caruso and Diva are two of our birds.
Well, we want to
we have quite a menagerie.
Well, we want to welcome them also to Good Vibrations Radio. It's a pleasure to have them.
I figure they'll be
part
punctuate
of it already.
I figure they'll punctuate the points that are needed.
They usually do.
So, why don't we start with the obvious questions that Kira always gets me about? But what led both of you to write Do Not Go Quietly?
Well, in some ways, this book began when we made the passage with both sets of our parents. And it just became clear to us, we had been, you know, blessed and very healthy all of our lives and had very little interface with either the healthcare or the life care movements or industries in the United States. And at the time that we became responsible for guiding and supporting our parents, we realized that both of those systems are badly under-prepared for the demographic revolution that eventually will see 50% of our population over 50. And it was not only an intellectual experience, but it was a visceral one. We realized that no matter what we did, no matter how hard we tried, no matter what services we looked for, we literally felt that we could not provide for our parents the same degree of love and attention and support that they had given to us as children. And that was a serious wake-up call, and from there we began a journey that has resulted in this book.
Now, in the subtitle of your book, you are targeting for people who weren't born yesterday. Who all do you include in that illustrious group?
Well, in this group are Gen Xers, those are people that are 40 to 45, and boomers, people 46 to 64, and our elders. So it's quite a group. This is really a demographic revolution we're talking about, where an unprecedented proportion of people, soon to be 150 million strong, are burgeoning their way toward us now. And if you're over 40, you're part of that group, part of that crowd. So one person really joins this group every 7 seconds, and it's growing exponentially. So, this is something that we've never experienced before, and the impacts are going to be phenomenal.
Kira, you wanted to ask something before the break.
Well, I'm going to let you go to break because it's going to be more than a short question.
Okay. And then George, I'm going to ask you something. I don't want to put you on the spot. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you after we go to the break. So I want to let folks know we're talking to George and Sedina Cappanelli, the authors of Do Not Go Quietly. It is the book for all of us who are listening, A Guide to Living Consciously and Aging Wisely for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani right here on AM 540 KRXA, and we'll be back right after this.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajito Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Are you ready to reduce your stress, improve your health, sleep better, feel better? Transformational coach, master healer, and clairvoyant Wendy Coulter is offering a non-denominational class on meditation for health Sunday, June 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m. at Lighthouse Pilates in Pacific Grove. It's proven that meditation can lower blood pressure, empower your immune system, enhance concentration, reduce stress, and improve the quality and caliber of your health and your life. Wendy's meditation and healing techniques will help you create a mind-body connection for optimum physical and emotional health. Meditation for Health with Wendy Coulter at Lighthouse Pilates, 703 Lighthouse Avenue, Pacific Grove, on Sunday, June 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m. Visit www.thepracticalpath.com for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
And we're talking tonight to George and Sedina Cappanelli. They are the authors of many things, but tonight we're talking about Do Not Go Quietly. It's all for all of us who are living consciously and what we need to do in order to make it through this portion of our life. And when we went to the break, we asked George and Sedina if they would be willing to share the poem from the beginning of the book, because Kirilani and I both felt that that sets the tone of what the book is there to express. So are you ready to do that, or did we?
Absolutely, sure.
We'd be glad to. Thank you.
So, not quietly. No, we will not go quietly. Not meekly into this or any other night. We who cheered when Martin marched and who first heard Rachel Carson's call.
We who lost our heroes to hate and tried to find ourselves in love. We who died at Kent State and cheered when the wall came down. We who contributed to the loss of America's grace and then celebrated the rebirth of hope.
We will not go quietly, not meekly, into this or any other night. We will harvest our experience and bay at the moon of new possibility.
We will dance to life's mysteries and forge a path of renewed promise for ourselves and those who come after us.
We who hold in our hands and our hearts the power to resurrect the dream. We who stood on the front lines before and who are called once again.
Will not go meekly, not quietly, into this or any other night.
Thank you very much for sharing that. That we're both cheering up over here.
So. Oh, that's George's prose. It's very beautiful.
It gives me chills. It's really wonderful.
Oh.
And, you know, they say a picture is worth a thousand words. I think that poem is worth a thousand questions.
So we take that as really the mantra for the purpose of this, or for the underlying sense of the book and what you're leading us to. So what is the primary direction you would like all of us to take, those 40 and above, and those coming up to learn and listen from? What's the primary direction you would like us to take to not go quietly in this segment of our life?
Well, it's, clearly, the opportunity to be in physical form is a gift, the opportunity to use this gift in unique and valuable ways is something that we become more and more in touch with the older we get in our individual lives. And we believe that those of us who are in this group called Those of Us Who Weren't Born Yesterday have an obligation and a responsibility both to ourselves to continue to raise the level of our consciousness and our awareness, to live the lives that we were born to live, the unique and distinct lives. We suggest that they are the notes in the great song that we and only we can play during our lifetime, and of particular importance from a place of greater balance and harmony, a place of greater understanding of ourselves and both our strengths and our improvement opportunities, to then contribute to the world new ways of being, new ways of experiencing, new levels of spiritual awareness and consciousness, so that we can help return our world to a path that is more sane and sustainable.
And Solazar, if I can just add to that.
Certainly.
Since we just read the poem, and the title is Do Not Go Quietly, obviously this is taken from Dylan Thomas's poem, and we took that title as a reminder that although life can be full of sadness and pain, there's also tremendous beauty and opportunity, as George was saying. And this statement is meant to be a motivation or a clarion call for greater awareness to, at this time of our lives, no matter what age we are, to take full advantage of our time here. Because really, whether we have 5 years, 10, 20, or 50 years, it's still a relatively short time. So it's up to us to take this time and make the best of it. And as Kirlani was talking about in June, I mean, it's all about the best is yet to come, right? And that's exactly what we're saying. We're saying that for the rest of our lives, not just in June, but for the rest of our lives, those of us who were born yesterday have the opportunity to take our lives and reframe them with greater passion and purpose, and also mentor those who are younger than us, who are going to inherit this new world.
You know, it reminds me, and I'm going to say this incorrectly, not quite accurately factually, but it reminds me of a story a friend of ours shared about her father, who after his retirement became very, very active in his hobbies. And at the age of 80, he had just completed a project and was sharing with her with excitement the next project he was planning, which he estimated would take 5 years to complete.
Mm-hmm.
And that just seems to go along with what you said, is to look at each day for the beauty that it is, and hopeful, as you said, for the best is yet to come, and that there's more out there. I think the problem some of us are facing is perhaps the false promise of believing in the government and the structures that people thought would be there for them. And you talk about some of that in the book. What could you share for people who say, but everything I expected has now been taken away from me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that with every challenge comes, an opportunity and a gift. I think it's Eckhart Tolle who says that when there is a loss, there's a hole that's torn in the fabric of our lives, and that if we're courageous and patient enough, the wind of grace will blow through it, you know. And so I think that this time of disillusion involvement with institutions and with our government and certainly with the financial industry and a lot of the carrots that were promised and that we believed in. Well, in their dissolution, in their absence, there's an opportunity. And for us, the opportunity, I think, for those of us who weren't born yesterday, the opportunity is to be far more responsible for ourselves, to not wait in that tomorrow syndrome for someone to do it for us, to remember that we have an extraordinary amount of power. We control 80%, these demographics control 80% of the nation's wealth. We are the largest purchasers of any number of services and products and all the rest of it. So we can do an enormous amount every single day to raise the level of our own consciousness and also to redirect the ship, because economics, unfortunately, have become, for a large part of our society, the bellwether. Well, we can control those economics. We don't have to wait for midterm elections or presidential elections every 4 years to vote. We can vote every day with where we place our attention, how we spend our money. Do we buy products and services that support the greater good, or do we continue to support organizations and businesses that pollute our planet and corrupt our political system and have no interest or concern for the common good? So that's what I think part of our opportunity is. But we must do it from a place of greater emotional, intellectual, physical, and spiritual balance, or else we'll just keep revisiting on the world the same wounding that has occurred over and over again through history. So that's what I think this opportunity is for.
And I believe you've touched on a couple of key components that are worth reframing. I believe they're worth reframing. And if I, by doing that, I kind of do something wrong, please correct me. But I think, as we've often heard in society, we hear the phrase, youth is wasted on the young. And so as a result, we become settled. And we tend to say, oh, it's for the young, it's for the young. But I think what you're telling us here in this book is it's not for the young. What we've done is we've taken the amalgam of our experience and we are perched at the pinnacle of our emotional, physical, and spiritual height. And this is our time to exert our power, which is a power of connection and a power of giving back.
That was very well said. There's nothing to change about what you said. And it's exactly what we're also saying. Because it's true, we had a lot of physical energy when we were younger for all kinds of things. But what you so well said is now, really what it is that our souls are empowered. We have all that knowledge and wisdom from mistakes we've made and missed opportunities and great things that we've learned and the knowledge that we've accumulated, and now our souls are seasoned and they're ready for rich experiences that require a deeper spiritual, emotional, and psychological energy than we ever could have had access to when we were younger. I know that I was going way too fast when I was younger to assimilate anything. So thank God I'm going slower and I'm able to pull in. And just to address a little bit of that, our culture, we're so focused on the myth of youth, which is a chapter in our book. And our culture teaches us to focus on that and disregard really those of us who are aging. So, and that's in the media and everywhere you look. We're taught to resist aging and all of its physical signs and push our feelings down and try to fix ourselves, make ourselves into something that we once were, or to look at younger images as good. So we can come to reject ourselves rather than accept the beauty of the present where we are. And it is time, as you say, that we take up the charge and just stand in this wisdom and this grace and this seasoned knowledge and humor and all those other virtues that we've accumulated and garnered to this point, and share them and say, no, I'm not going to let people, as George always says, that are half my age and maybe half my intelligence, tell me where I'm going to go for the rest of my life and what it's going to look like. I'm just not going to sit back and allow that. And we have a choice.
Yes, it reminds me of one of my friends who is maybe in her mid-upper 70s. You know, we stopped keeping track of numbers a long time ago. And she is full of life and vibrant and off on adventures left and right. And her family, this really disturbs them because they seem to have a rocking chair with her name on it. And they don't understand why she won't stay put in the rocking chair. Fulfilling the image of what they want for a mother and a grandmother at this age. So it's not just what's happening in society and marketing and the media. It's all these beliefs that we have of ourself, of where we whether we bought into them or not, what our families believe, whether we bought into them or not. And this is a really great opportunity to go back and reevaluate those and realize most of them aren't true anymore.
Exactly.
The truth is, Trelawney, that they were never true. In our book, each chapter includes a number of references and examples of people that have done extraordinary things in the second half of their lives. And when we look back through history, many people who helped change the course of history did not accomplish their greatest objectives until they were in their 50s, their 60s, their 70s, their 80s, their 90s, the Carl Jungs, the Michelangelos, the T.S. Eliots, it goes on and on and on and on and on. Men and women who forged new frontiers and created new pathways, created new enterprises and formulated new strategies, were people that had seasoned and matured, and then they took all of that wealth of experience and they poured it into some of their finest work. And, of course, in a world that's predicated on age of industrial values, which are about performance and productivity and profitability, and age of reason, attitudes and whatnot, we don't want to break the mold of the perfect worker and somebody who's on the road to retirement. Well, what the hell are we going to retire from? Life? You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all. And the great ones never retired. They went out with their boots on and their minds alert and their hearts open and great stuff flowing through them. So if anybody tells that story about you're too old to do something, and any of your listeners have been hearing that story, tell them to sit down. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, as we go to the next commercial break, I just want to remind folks that, as you said, your Do Not Go Quietly came from Dylan Thomas, from his wonderful poem, Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night. And I love the line in there that says, old age should burn and rave at the close of day, rage against the dying of the light. And that goes right to what you said, George, you know.
Yep.
But we're going to go to our next commercial break. We want to let everyone know that we're talking to George and Sedina Capanelli, the authors of Do Not Go Quietly, also the founders of Age Nation, which they'll tell us a little bit about in the next segment. And this is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani, and right here on AM 540 KRXA. And we'll be right back right after this.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on AM 540 KRXA.
Well, this is Solazar. I'm having a little bit of a technical issue, so we'll come right back. This is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani right here on AM 540 KRXA. And we are talking to George and Sedina Cappanelli, the authors of Do Not Go Quietly. And this has been a wonderful conversation as we've explored the fact that it's never too late for those of you who weren't born yesterday to live consciously and age wisely. And Kirilana, you wanted to lead into the question.
Well, in the poem, you encourage people to dream again. And for those people who have gotten caught up in kind of the grind of life and have gotten out of touch with their dreams, do you have any recommendations for them? Or what are some of the other operative tips from the book that would help our listeners?
Well, the book, Kirilana, is actually a five-part practical guide that leads people through a series of steps, beginning with a look at the world as it currently is. A lot of the trends and aging elements and whatnot. And then we go through past and then present and look ahead at the future. So one of the primary themes throughout this book is that we believe each of us was indeed born. We came here to do something distinct. We didn't come to lead someone else's life, even though that's what contemporary society inducts us into doing. We came to lead our own authentic and original life. So the book is filled with ways in which individuals can reconnect with their dreams, get in touch with some of the courage, follow the paths that they need to follow, to sing that special note. You know, in indigenous cultures, when a child was born, the wise elders gathered, and their job was to identify the distinct gift that that child had to contribute to that society. Unlike today, where a child is born and the first thing that we do and the media does is turn them into mimics so that they copy trends and fads and mm-hmm. all the rest of that. So our book is about saying to people, hey, it's not too late, no matter how old you are or how young you are, to get in touch with that dream and to live it, to be curious, to remember that the wisdom that you seek comes from within, in the quiet of your own connectivity with that voice that speaks to you, to break outside the boundaries, to explore crazy wisdom, to do all kinds of wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things that make this life very rich. So those are just some of the things that readers will find in this book, with exercises to practice and inspirational quotes and stories to read.
And you know, at this time, Kirilana, of life, this is a completely new territory. We've never been here before. One of the greatest assets that we all have in the second half of life, that's anybody 40 and above, really, is that we have been given a second chance. In all of human history, the average lifespan was about 19 years of age, which is barely a chance to grow old one time. So now we're given about 40, 50 more years. We have all of this time to really reframe our lives, to resurrect our dreams, and to create whatever it was that we maybe had to put aside when we were younger, to do a job, to have a family. And many of us, because we're going to live older, we want to stay as young and as youthful and as, well, as enlivened as we can at this time. But it isn't about facelifts and rounds of golf. It's about tapping into resources that we already have, resources like our imagination. And it can take us to incredibly positive and alive, exciting places. Einstein said that imagination is more powerful than knowledge. So we can think of those things, just spark up our imagination, and remember, what is it that we love to do as a child? What made us come alive? What made us smile and feel great? What were those mentors telling us about ourselves that made us feel like, wow, that makes me feel good. That's why I'm here. Well, to ask those questions again, and all of this is in the book in many ways to spur each person that's reading onto a new level a higher perspective. And at the end of each chapter, there's a life rule, just one of hundreds of quotes, life achievement. George talked about that earlier, where there's many people that are known and not so well known that are doing amazing things, and then a life tool that engages you after you've read the chapter. So it's really quite innovative and exciting.
And that's why, Solazar and Kehlani, that's why we also created Age Nation. It's a place for people to go to be inspired, informed, engaged, to listen to radio podcasts, to take webinars, to read the Age Nation post, to participate and subscribe to our to Next, which is our digital magazine, to attend conferences, and a whole lot more. Because we believe that community is the way that we get to the next stage of our evolution and our existence. Those good vibrations that you guys talk about, the effective use of energy, the exploration of beliefs, and the support for one another to lead lives of greater meaning and purpose. And that's what our work is really all about. That's, you know, and people sometimes say to us, well, you know, what's the one piece of advice that you can give us? And for both of us, it's always the same, and that is, we need to connect with ourselves. We need to cut down on the amount of input, the overwhelm, and the noise that
are you there? We've lost them. So we've lost George and Sedina. We'll be right back with them in a moment. But you know what you can do? You can actually go to Do Not Go Quietly, the book. It's on the guest page of Good Vibrations Radio. And you can find out more about the book and the other things that George and Sedina were talking about by going there. And so that would be a wonderful way to use it. It's a wonderful book, has a lot of tools, and we know all of us at some level or another really need to know, what do we do next? What is our next step in our process as we go through our journey of life? And that's the point about the journey of life, is that it is a journey. But what George and Sedina are trying to tell us very eloquently is that it's not over yet. It never gets over as we go through the process of aging. Just because we're aging doesn't mean our life is over. It means that we still have things to do today and tomorrow and the day after. And you know, as they keep saying, do not go quietly is for those who weren't born yesterday. That means by Monday they're 3 days old and they better get on the stick and get with the program. So we'll see if we can get George and Sedina back. But in the meantime, do not go quietly, thebook.com is the...
Well, and you can also discover more at agenation.com. And also navigating your future conferences.com. So I also wanted to recommend that George and Sabina have also collaborated on two other books that really support what they're talking about in Do Not Go Quietly, including Saying Yes to Change. You know, we were talking about the energy of June, and it's very much about change. Well, if we want to transform our lives, transform the world, we can't continue to cling to the way things have been. We really need to be able to embrace that energy of change and use that to help drive and transform all these things that are in our life and in our world. As George and Sabina were saying, we stand at this wonderful threshold that we have the ability to benefit from all of the wisdom of our time in this life up until this point. And now we're using that as we go into this time of limitlessness. It almost like becomes the manure or the fertilizer to say, this is what we're going to transform. These are the seeds we want to plant for this world and what we think is possible. And we now have the energy and the time and the wisdom to plant those seeds with a level of grace and then focus and tend them. And that becomes the legacy of what we provide for the world. And so if you ask yourself, what do you want to be known for? What do you want to pass over when this life is done and you go to the karmic board and you're preparing for your next life and they're reviewing your life? What are those seeds that you planted that you can say, I made the most of the time?
Well, and I want to point something out. I want to be, I ask all of you to be very careful here. There's an important part of the book, Do Not Go Quietly, and it talks about first, you have to let go of the past. You have to let go of the things that you've been using as reasons not to move forward. And second, I'd like you all to think of the movie Mr. Holland's Opus. In Mr. Holland's Opus, he always wanted to go off and write his opus. And he ended up becoming a high school music teacher. And he felt he hadn't achieved his gift in life. And at the end of the movie, it finds out he had written his greatest opus by what he had done as a high school music teacher. So, do not think you haven't already made great strides in writing your own opus for this life. But from today forward, build on your opus. Take a good look and be sure. Don't let the past hold you back. That's a good portion. Part three of Do Not Go Quietly is all about getting those excuses, those reasons, or somebody else's perception out of the way in order for you to move forward. And all it takes is one toe in the water. And before you know it, you have a foot in the water. And before you know it, you're able to walk. So just think of a child learning how to walk after it does its crawling. It loves its crawling around. They usually smile, giggle, laugh, and then they make that first tottering little step as they pull themselves up. And they might go boom, right down onto their butt. But you know what? They get back up and they try again. As we become adults and aware, sentient beings, we start to think those little bumps when we fall down are things to keep us from moving forward. That's not the case. So do not go quietly. Rage, rage, rage into with the dimming of the light. Make your life known. Find out what your opus is. We're going to close out this hour with The Time of My Life by David Cook, because it is the time of your life. And we'll be back after the top of the hour news with more Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani, right here on KRXA 540, Radio Monterey.
I've been waiting for my dreams to turn into something I could believe in, and looking for that magic rainbow on the horizon. I couldn't see it until I let go, gave in to love. Watched all the bitterness burn. Now I'm coming alive, body and soul, feeling my world start to turn. And I'll taste every moment and live it out loud. I know this is the time, this is the time to be more than a name or a face in the crowd. I know this is the time. And vanished into the air, left me in pieces.